Thank you for coming and assisting to my talk. We will discuss about the journey about GCompris Qt, which is a new version of GCompris, which is a software for kids from almost 4 to 12 to play with and interact with a computer. And they have like more 100 different kind of activities. And then we will discuss how in OpenSUSE we get upstream source and we try to deliver that directly in Leap for end users. So my plan will be no plan. Don't have a plan when you want to try to start packaging. It should be a fun activity and the path will learn. You will learn a lot of things during the path of the travel, just the journey. So don't have big plans or something like this. About me, I'm OpenSUSE users since almost 15 years now, which doesn't make me younger. I'm starting packaging since 7 years now. And globally, you will find me supporting different projects like PostgreSQL, Barrios, OpenSUSE, of course, FSFE fellowship member, and supporting KDE, sponsoring things I don't remember the name. I'm living in Switzerland, but I'm French. Sorry for the accent. So, just a word from my slides. The dark green, like this one, will be the GCompris related one. And the flashy green will be more some advice and with comments about how it works with packaging. For those you don't know how the code become a software that end users can use on OpenSUSE, we do that. Mainly we pick sources. We will write a spec file, which is mainly a receipt. Then we will build this receipt on OBS or locally, we will see. Then we produce RPM, which is a installable part of. And those RPM finally goes published inside a repository. This is the first part. The second one, to go until the distribution, we have to pick those published RPM to submit them to factory, just factory process. It will get review. Then it will, after some times, get accepted inside factory. It will flow through OpenQT, but optionally, only if you have tests for that. And then it will get published for Tumbleweed. So the first question is, why I would start packaging? Because most of the time, it's a fun story. One of the primary reasons would be, hey, I need this software, and it's not yet packaged. And because you will find a reason for that, certainly. For GCompris, it started 2 years ago during Randa meeting in Switzerland, which is one of the KDE sprint they have. I met again one of my friends, which is Bruno Coudouin. So it's Bruno and Bruno working together. Not at that time, we were drinking together. And the GCompris project has just finished his portage to Qt at that time. So I decide to propose them to try to publish the software to end users. So for packaging, you have to find your challenge, choose a software. But I will recommend to know quite well upstream, because you will have to interact with them. You will have to be your first users, because you will compile the software. You should be able to know if the software works or not. And then you will be able to perhaps patch sources, propose some modification, and create bug reports upstream. So the upstream relation you will have is quite important. So we start collaborating one morning, and I remember at that time they are proposing only tarballs in gzip format. And I asked Bruno to say, hey, could you try to publish that with XZ format? And he finally say, yes, why? I say, you will see that XZ format will be 15 to 25% less storage, which doesn't change that much JCOM pre-life, but 25% of storage less on OBS storage. And then on all mirror is quite a lot. So try to decide, yes. So that's a collaboration with upstream. You have sometimes to propose them some changes in their workflow just to get better things for you. Unfortunately for me, it was discovering that, unfortunately, there is some dependencies that are not yet on OBS. So we will have to fix that. A problem with starting packaging, we say, oh, super, I will like to do that for this software, but in fact, this software will depend on something, and this something is not yet on OBS, so you will have to fix the packaging, package these dependencies first. So before starting, perhaps you should have a look at on how much and did exist those dependencies already on OBS, because you will have to be ready to solve them, to build any kind of dependency you will have, and then you can find some crappy things that one package will lead in total final of 80 dependencies. Let's say hello PG admin for. So this is, can drive you in a loop, because the time you first package the first dependencies, hopefully, perhaps you will not a second level, but you can perhaps have a second level, then a third level, and then you are still not packaging the main software you want to use. In my case for JCOM Pre, hopefully there is only two. Box2D, which is a kind of animation for games, and QML Box2D, which is the cute things to interact with. And both of them are really low maintenance things. They release one version every 3 years. So I was quite happy on that side. So I start to package those two dependencies first. When you are doing packaging, and in fact you want to go to the extreme and then publish this software to end users, you will have to find a home for your project. And then we call that the dev project. Because on Arbetsus, any software factory need to have this repository. We have a number of them that is well defined as dev project. And you can only submit package to factory if you have, if you are present inside one of those. Perhaps a problem for a newcomer is find this dev repository. We have a lot. And it's not that easy to know if my package is a bit of Python, but I have C, but in fact I am a game, or can I be an education program, a health program, and so on. So finding the home on OBS, I don't have the right tool to do that. Perhaps asking a mailing list, telling them, hey, I'm packaging this. This is mainly doing that. What is the best dev repository I can choose? Your dependencies can reside on another repository. In my case, for example, Box2D was a pure library C++. So go there, and QML Box2D was more related to Qt, so it goes to Qt repository. JCompree goes to education because the old version was already there. So, but then you will have to handle different way of life on OBS. I would say normally it shouldn't happen, but not all devel repositories are similar. So perhaps you will find a home, but inside this home, the maintainers want to still build for a whole slash things, and your package will have to build for those target too. I guess actually most of the things are getting better. Everything start to be normalized, but then you will have to deal with the way how the maintainers of the repository want to have their software done on this. Sorry. So finally, we can start the real work. And so we will write the spec file, which is our receipt, how the software will be built, from where come his sources, what kind of license is applied, and so on. We have great tool for that, OSC, which is our main command line tools, mkpack to create the package, and then you can use simple editor like Vi. If you use Vim and create the spec with Vim, it will automatically fill a nice empty template for spec file for you. So the main rubric will be done by the way we have packaged OSC. Once you have the spec file, you will start to build the package, at least to see if it's built, it will move. Then we can use, again, OSC command lines. We can build both way inside a VM, so locally, but inside a VM, it is exactly the way OBS will build the package, but you can also build with chroot, which can help perhaps during debugging the build of the package, because it will be more easier to go to the chroot, understand why it doesn't find the file that it should, or library, or whatever. So, our tools for building. We have the Bible, go to the wiki. Normally everything is there, and point to the different kind of packaging we can have, like Python, Perl, and so on. You will have to set up your home on OBS. Mainly it's done automatically when you create an account on OBS. And you will have to install, configure your OSC command line. I would like to insist on the fact that when you start to build something, try to stick only to one platform and one architecture. If it doesn't build for this, for example, Tumbleweed 64-bit, you don't have to care about S390 ARM platform and lib version. First, get the software built at least on one platform and one architecture. Why I'm saying so? Because we have to be a bit citizen and collaborative on OBS. It's a wonderful system we have. There is more than 800 workers, but we build a number of projects which hosts a huge number of packages in an household number of repositories. And this is still growing. So when my friend Dominic is rebuilding, for example, factory for the new GCC 7. OBS will be full here during 4 or 5 days. So there is no that much power on OBS. So save your name, save your nerves, and build locally. That's why we can build locally. It's quite easy. And for example, GCompris on OBS is built in 200 seconds. Locally, I build it for almost for 100 seconds. So it's 2 times faster. I don't have to wait on OBS to see if it build or not, at least when I'm developing. My last step is, okay, now I send all my changes to OBS and check if something break for one of the platform, but not before. So yes, try to limit the number of architecture you face. So it's come a time when I get finally my first SR, wonderful. OBS is, they accepted in education, and GCompris is finally available. Then I start to advertise a package to some friends that have children to test it. And then I get quite quickly some news from them. The package doesn't work. It starts, but nothing appears on screen and something like this. And I was quite worried because I tested locally on my machine and it was working. And in fact, the gag was that I miss some requirements for the runtime. So don't get trapped like me. Never use your dev machine when you test your package. Build from scratch a new VM for that. And if you are using KDE like me, then try to put GNOME 3 on this machine. That's exactly what happened because my friend Nicola was using GNOME 3 and my package was missing some Qt5 requirements to make it work on different platforms. And I have almost all library installed on my crap things. So try to trick your package like and users will do one day or another, so it will work it. So I would like to thank Nicola to report the bug and test the package, and Fabian worked from a KDE maintainer team that helped me to say, hey, no, you need this is requirement to make those library, Qt5 library, available to any users. Then after that, when you will have your package on OBS, you will perhaps get some improvement from people outside. That was the case. Jan proposed to split the voice outside of the main package, so the voice doesn't get rebuilt. So any time there is a new dependency changes or something like this, GCompris Qt will be rebuilt. But if we keep the voice, which is 300 megabytes, inside this package, each time the source package will contain the voice. And so we will multiply the data. So the voice gets in a no arch, no build package, which mainly will stay to rebuild one version. So you will have to manage those changes, proposal by others, and work together, which is a good way to learn for. So everything was perfect. The software exists, so user can install it, but no. This is a real screenshot of a user installation. It has 61 repositories available for OpenSUSE, and this hell we want to fix it. So the next step will be to, okay, why doing the factory submission effort? Because Richard started 1 year ago to say, yeah, we should not impose to users to add additional repository. Our repository are for development. Repeat after me, they are for development only. So the last step was, okay, let's move that package to lib. It means submit dependencies until they are accepted, submit the software and the data voice, Should easy, no? In fact, not. A few minutes after the submit, in fact, the submission was refused by one of our reviewer boats about a broken license. The voice package has no proper license, in fact. And upstream have to fix that. So I open a bug and work with them until they recontact everybody that has contributed to the voice for JCompre and fix the license to be able to relicense in one unified license. And now they have a guideline that say, okay, if you want to propose a new voice for JCompre, it is under this license and nothing else. So I resubmit. Then, okay, what's perfect? Review in progress. Time pass. I was a bit busy, but yeah, time pass, and 42.2 was released. Fuck. In fact, the package goes to a dead end in some review in the legal queue. And at that time, Haskell package come with 3,000 new package inside the legal queue that has been that has to be a review too and something like this. And my poor JCompre queue was a bit lost inside this dead end. So with the help of some friends and contacting factory maintainer to ask why it's still inside this queue when there is no more reason, it finally get accepted to inside Tumbleweed. So the Leap boat asked me for if I want to bring that package to Leap for 42.3, and then fortunately I say yes. Then everybody now can enjoy JCompre on his computer, especially OpenSUSE one, and then we'll have to ask if you have questions, kind of sharing. There is a number of talk during the events that share plus or minus the same problem or the same way, but if you start by doing some, I would say, non-compiled software, it quite be easy proposing software in Perl or Python or I would say Node, perhaps not, but some others, it's starting low is quite easy. So don't get afraid about that. It was an exception. Question, sharing? Wait, we'll take this.
Again. How long was it in terms of days, months, since you tried to submit the package until it was in the repository?
I guess the package, the dependencies was made in less than 10 days, not working whole day on it, but just on spare time. Then the first submit to education take, I guess, 4 hours. I submit that on the evening and morning it was accepted or something like this. We fixed a bug in less than 2 days. Then after that, I would say the two dependencies take less than 4 days to go inside factory and Tumbleweed. So that was easy. But then the JCompre and the voice with the reject for some legal queue, then upstream take at least 1 month and a half to fix every voice because they have to contact any authors they have. It was something like 40 people to contact. This take a bit of time. Then they release a new version. We agree with upstream that we will wait the 0.17 version to bring the new license and the new thing, so we repackage it. So resubmission to education gets accepted, then submit. And then the review queue was stuck during 2 months. But because I was busy, I was not pinging every time. I know that legal review is really the most boring things you can have. So I'm happy to say that we will have perhaps soon an open source boat. I hope that we can be able to propose that as services. So upstream will be able to send the tar to the boat and get a summary of the mess of license they can have. So it will help during the first submission to factory. But then, yes, I was a bit worried that I miss the 42.2 version. I could make the effort to create a maintenance request to add the package afterwards, but then 42.3 was not that far. From November until July, I said, I don't know if it's really worth the effort. So, say it's still available inside the repository education, maybe, even if you don't have to use repository, but after July, it's okay. Any other question or? So, thank you very much.